Honorable members, the delegation from the Department of Tourism, the delegation from the Ministry, and I do not know whether we have SA Tourism around as well, a delegation from the SA Tourism, you are welcome. Good morning, and good morning to members of the press and the parliamentary monitoring group and everyone that is here. On that note, we shall start. And we shall start by having an introduction of our delegation to parliament, and then from there we shall go on. So I hand it over to you, DG. Is the DG already appointed in tourism? Who is it? Is it the deputy DG? Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. No, we shall not wait, but we shall write a note to committee section of what is happening. And that's all we can do. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, honorable members. My name is Dirk van Schalkwijk. I'm the acting director general. I think there's some issues around who's accountable and who's not accountable, but I'm supporting the Ministry of Tourism at this stage. Thank you very much for inviting us, and I think it's an honor for us to present a fairly detailed presentation about tourism and what tourism is all about. I would like to ask from my left-hand side that Sandiswa introduce herself, and then we will just go around.
Thank you very much, Acting DDG. My name is Cindy Swankumayo. I'm the DDG for tourism. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and the honorable members. My name is Victor Tarage. I'm the chief director responsible for business performance management strategy and all that. Was in the former DG's office, but now I'm with the Department of Tourism.
Good morning. My name is Sigan Kole. I'm from South African Tourism. I'm the global manager for events.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Hosking. I'm the general manager responsible for operations at the Tourism Enterprise Partnership.
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. On that note, let us then continue. Start with the presentation.
Right. Chair, thank you very much. We will handle the presentation in two phases. One is that Sandiswa will deal with the generic tourism issues. And then we've included at the end of our presentation a short summary around the split of the department and the allocation of funds as far as baseline is concerned. And then, Chair, if time allows, there is almost 2-minute presentation or a show we would like to sort of just present to the members based on this handout that was given by SAC. Thank you. Sandiswa.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and members. As the acting DG has indicated, we will be presenting to you the strategic objectives for the Department of Tourism, but also focus on our readiness for 2010. In terms of how the strategy, the document, the presentation is structured, we will start by giving you a picture in terms of where are we in tourism, just give you a glance in terms of where are we and also the institutional arrangements, and then focus on the strategic objectives, priorities, and performance areas, and then the rationale for the choice of the priorities and key performance areas. And then we will go through the brief overview of indicators and targets, and then move on to progress on 2010 preparations, and zoom briefly on lessons learned from Confederation's Cup in terms, and also how we plan to improve moving forward for 2010. And then touch on the process that we currently underway to develop the National Tourism Sector Strategy. And then I will hand over to the acting DG to look at the medium-term budget and also the monitoring and evaluation mechanism. And then in terms of how we work, we have a strategy that we have as a department. Page 3, I'm now on slide 3 of the presentation.
Chair, perhaps for clarity, there are 3 presentations that we basically summarize the one that is an overview. And it's also, unfortunately, back-to-back, we save paper. that's right.
And the slide that I'm on now is slide 3, which is just showing, aimed at showing members what are our focal areas as the Department of Tourism and also what drives our strategy. Firstly, as a department, we need to be looking at making sure that the tourists are safe. But in this regard, it is important to highlight that in order for us to achieve this objective, we need to work closely with the Department of Safety in order to ensure that we achieve this, and also health as well as transport. We're also responsible for looking at the development of products and tourism, and also promote the development of small enterprises. And we work very closely with the Department of Trade and Industry in this regard, and we also have the Tourism Enterprise Partnership as an implementing wing in this regard. And then we're also responsible for marketing and branding, which is mainly driven by South African tourism, as well as provincial authorities and industries. We're also responsible for quality assurance in the sector to ensure that when people come to South Africa, they know what to expect in terms of product quality. And then supporting us is the Tourism Grading Council of South Africa, and we also work closely with the guides that are there. We also work with incentives and investments, which we promote in line with the DTI, transport, and also skills and service levels, which we work closely with SETA, which is a sector body responsible for tourism education in the sector. But we work closely with the National Department of Education and also Department of Labor in that regard. We're also responsible for transformation, and in this regard, we work with the Tourism Empowerment Council of South Africa and the National, and as well as DTI. But what this slide explains, Honorable Chair and members, is the fact that for us to achieve our objectives, we need support from other departments. We cannot do it on our own. And then it's important from the beginning for the committee to understand that our work is so much dependent on other departments. And then the next slide, as just focusing now on the establishment of the National Department of Tourism, as you all are aware, the President has proclaimed the establishment of the Department of Tourism, which on its own shows how this government is taking tourism seriously, and we have to work hard to ensure that we deliver on what the government requires. We have completed the resource split of DIT, separating Department of Tourism from the former Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism. We also have in place the draft sector strategy, which is in place, that we are being converting into a national tourism sector strategy in line with the government priorities. We already of the view that with a new strategy in place and with the separation of the department, we might have to review the current legislation. So there's a process underway to review legislation. We've already also completed the document on redefining the purpose, roles, and function of the new Department of Tourism, and we've got a draft structure in place in terms of how the Department of Tourism will look like. The next slide, which is more on the, which is more on pictures, as this is aimed at showing that tourism in South Africa continues to grow, as much as there has been decline globally, we have outperformed global tourism growth. The global international arrivals grew by 1.3% in 2008, whereas in South Africa we achieved 5.5% growth, which means that as a country we're doing fairly well in terms of growth. We have outperformed the global average. So this is good news for South Africa that we're doing well as a country in tourism. So we need to nurture this sector. The next slide just also is aimed at confirming how we have grown. It shows where we were pre-1994, where we were sitting at less than 500,000 visitors to South Africa, but last year we recorded 9.6 million arrivals in South Africa, which shows that we are operating in a sector that is growing, but it's up to us to ensure that, this growth is set by all South Africans. As much as we're having the growth, but there are certain challenges that we will talk to moving forward. The next slide talks about the market share, that in 2008, tourism on its own contributed 178.6 billion to the gross domestic product of South Africa, and it created more than 1 million jobs, which means that it's a very important sector that we need to look at. And then globally, it is predicted that tourism, due to the current recession, is going to decline by 8%. And then if things don't recover, we're looking at further 5.6% decline. But as a country, in looking at the latest figures, we got up to May statistics, we have seen that we're still not doing as badly as what is happening globally. Our decline is, we have experienced decline as a country, but our decline is only sitting at 2.5%. But we also view that with all the events that have been coming to South Africa during the second quarter, we will see a positive growth. We've hosted the Confederations Cup. We have the Indian Premier League coming to South Africa. We had the Lions Cup. And we're confident that the figures for the second quarter are going to be different. And also what we've observed from what is happening is that the land market continues to be resilient, unlike the air market. Air market, the decline that I've spoken to, it's mainly attributed to the air market. But when it comes to land market, we're still getting more people coming to South Africa. The spend, because at the end of the day, it's not just about people coming to South Africa. It's about how much money they spend in the country and they leave. So in terms of the spend, we're doing very well. It has not been affected. And we're doing very well in terms of spend. And we can see from the situation is that it's only air travelers that are affected by the economic crisis. People are deciding not to go long distance and travel by air because of the current recession. So we are re-looking our strategy in terms of how do we intensify the land market so that we can be able to achieve the growth. The distribution, ladies and gentlemen, continues to be a challenge. And business tourism is the main driver behind the decline and land market driven by shopping experience. When I talk about distribution, it's about seasonality and also about provinces that are visited. We still have a situation whereby not all 9 provinces of South Africa are getting the fair share of tourism, and also the fact that the numbers to South Africa is not balanced. So we need to be investing more into business tourism so that we don't only depend on leisure tourism, which is seasonal, but in order to ensure that there's balance, we need to invest in ensuring that we do. The challenges, like I've said, ladies and gentlemen, the economic recession is an issue, but also the swine flu that we've witnessed, all these health and diseases, and also the perception of South Africa as affected by crime is also a challenge that we will have to work on moving forward. So that's basically around what is happening. The next slide looks at transformation. We have a tourism BEE charter that was launched in 2005. So what has happened in terms of transformation in the sector? It's still a main challenging area because tourism is still in the hands of the few. But with the introduction of the charter, we've seen a situation whereby bigger players in the industry have embraced transformation and have adopted it, which is a good news for South Africa because we have a situation whereby 80% of the industry is dominated by bigger players. So if we have bigger players adopting transformation, it means that we will be able to change. But there's a challenge which is related to the fact 90% of the industry is smaller players, and then if those players are not playing their part, we might have a situation whereby we don't see actual transformation, and it's something that we will have to work hard to ensure that we communicate the business case of transformation and we ensure that more people transform. And the good news is that the sector codes, the tourism charter has been gazetted as sector codes, which means that it's been given legal status. And this means that it is legally binding to all organs of state, which means that no organ of state will procure from establishments that are not empowered. So we've got a lever through this, and we need to work hard to ensure that all organs of state, starting from parliament, starting from ministers, starting from entities, that they really use their lever to push for transformation, because we've got a charter that is now a legal status. We also have some programs in place to assist the industry to transform. And then I've indicated that the industry is dominated by businesses with turnover of less than 5 million that are mainly family-oriented, but we need to work towards developing strategies to help them to transform. There are also challenges around access to finance in order to promote transformation, and we will have to work very hard with the financial sector to ensure that we address this. And we will be producing the first compliance report before the end of this year, whereby we will give a picture in terms of where the industry is. But I must indicate that as much as we're going to be giving the report, we have challenges related to the fact that we have two policies in government that are contradicting each other. We've got the PPFA, which is the Preferential Procurement Act, which doesn't talk the language that the BEE Act talks, which makes it difficult, therefore, to compel organs of state to use it. So I know that the Department of Trade and Industry, as well as the Department of Finance, are working closely to resolve this matter, because it's a big challenge in terms of implementing BEE. There's also a challenge around availability of black managers to manage the sector. When you go to main five-star hotel, you find that most of the people running are mainly not people from South Africa, and in most cases, mostly not black, which is a big challenge on transformation. There's also a limited investment in skills development by the industry. People still see skills development as an imperative. They don't see it as a competitive tool, which might impact investment in supporting skills development in black people. So these are mainly, in summary, challenges related to BEE moving forward. But as a department, we plan moving forward to have indaba on transformation, whereby we will engage the committee on how we begin to resolve these issues. On enterprise development, which is mainly driven by tourism enterprise partnerships, I must say we have done so well. During the first quarter, we supported over 342 SMMEs, 246 of them were HDE, and then they were assisted to the tune of 83,992,502 worth of transactions in that regard. And in terms of non-hotel rooms that have been signed for merge, we're currently sitting at 8,380. We've also trained 321 emerging tour operators. And then most importantly, we're trying to put together heritage clusters in four host cities, so that come 2010, we have products that are ready to service fans who will be coming to host cities. So there are four clusters that have been put in place in Cape Town, in Durban, and in Nelspruit, and in Soweto. And this has only been achieved in the first quarter, which means that we are doing fairly well in this regard. How we have performed in the previous year, we have had increase in turnover generated in the tune of 568 million for enterprises supported through TEP, and 9,879 person years of work, which means jobs created. This is the number, 9,879. 104.36 enterprises were assisted, and 66% of which were from historically disadvantaged. There were 944 tourism small businesses that were trained on business skills, 1,202 tourism small businesses trained on SA host, which is about promoting service excellence. We also have 3,068 tourism small businesses trained on tourism toolkit, which is about how best to manage your business, how to manage your finances, how to manage your human resources. We also found that there were some businesses that were ready for mentorship, and through TEP we facilitated mentorship of 60 tourism businesses. and we also assisted 50 businesses to develop their strategies for growth. And then those are businesses with a turnover of more than 1 million and operating for longer than 5 years, so that they can be able to not just focus on certain, but see their business in a collective sense. Like I said, we've developed 4 tourism clusters, and we're also working very closely with the craft sector. And here we have 285 craft stalls generated, and I've indicated that 3,053 hotel rooms have been signed up for 2010, which is an achievement for FIFA, because it's for the first time ever in South Africa that they are not signing just hotels, but they are signing non-hotels, which means B&Bs are going to be part of 2010. So at this point in time, we have signed up 3,053 hotel rooms. In terms of skills development, last year we hosted the first ever Tourism Careers Expo, whereby we had more than 15,000 learners participating, and we're going to have another expo which is happening from the 19th to the 21st of September in Durban, and we would love the members to come to the fair. It's going to take place in Durban on the 19th to the 21st of September, and this year we are targeting 20,000 learners to come and really see opportunities in tourism when it comes to careers and also entrepreneurship. We've also trained 4,030 ambassadors who were part of the volunteers during the Confederation Cup, and our focus was mainly training on Know Your City, Know Your Country, and that was the contribution by the department in this regard. We also have the Tourism Service Excellence Program that is in place, and next year we plan to ensure that we train 250,000 frontline staff members on service excellence moving forward. We have 1,657 small businesses trained in business-related skills. We've also facilitated the placement of 6 graduates in the special hotel management training in Canada. This is an opportunity whereby we take unemployed graduates to expose them to international hotel establishments. So we've facilitated that. And we've also trained 65 tourist guides in different languages. Mm-hmm. As we're coming to the FIFA World Cup, we need to ensure that our guides can be able to converse in different languages, and we're looking at the Spanish, the Portuguese, French, and Germany. So we've facilitated training of 65 guides. And finally, an agreement has been struck with the Spain Embassy for the training of 40 guides by September in Spanish language, which is a good thing under skills development. In terms of quality assurance, we grade establishments annually, so they have to renew their grading per year. At this point in time, during the first quarter, we had 610 new properties graded, and then 1,242 have renewed their grading. And we're currently sitting with a number of requests for late renewals because people are trying to align with the new process. We still have a challenge with respect to the uptake of the universal access scheme, which is related to ensuring that people grade to accommodate disabled people. So we launched this scheme a year before last, but the uptake has been very slow. But we're working very hard with the industry to ensure that we address this, because come 2010, we would like to have a South Africa that is accessible to all, irrespective of their ability or disability. So there's still a challenge in terms of this uptake. And we also, moving forward, we plan to strengthen the quality assurance beyond accommodation grading, because at this point in time, the grading council is only focusing on grading accommodation. But moving forward, if we want to promote quality assurance in South Africa, we need to ensure that this is extended to all sectors of the industry, and we will be looking into this. We've also contributing to reducing visa turnaround times in countries where there were challenges, like Nigeria and China. So we work with Home Affairs to ensure they help us in reducing challenges related to that, because we get feedback from visitors saying that it's so difficult to get a visa to come to South Africa. So we work with them to help us in this regard. We've also facilitated the rollout of the airlift strategy so that we can have more airlines coming to South Africa. This helps us in terms of increasing numbers. And in November, during the World Tourism Responsible Day, we plan to launch the guidelines for responsible grading in South Africa, and we will also engage the committee in this regard. And then in terms of the broader medium-term strategic objectives for the department, what is it that we're going to be focusing on? These are the areas that we will be focusing on. We will establish a national vision and strategy for the tourism sector for the next 5 years, and we will engage the committee. I think it's going to be next week on the strategy. We're also going to be looking at what areas that require legislative review, and then we're also going to be formalizing the establishment of the Department of Tourism, appointing the DG, appointing the structure, and formalizing the department. We also want to focus on growing and sustaining the market share, both domestically and internationally. We also want to implement strategies to transform the sector. We also want to create jobs and alleviate poverty. And currently, we are in a process of splitting the SRPP and ensure that we have a fair share of tourism in this regard. But most importantly, we will work very hard to promote cooperative and cooperative good governance, because we are dependent on other spheres of government and also on other departments moving forward. So this slide, ladies and gentlemen, is mainly focusing on what we plan to achieve this financial year. The priority, the first priority, is about speeding up growth and transformation of the economy to create decent work and sustainable livelihood. And our contribution in this regard will be strengthening and growing tourism, which is going to be reported through statistics and spend. We're also going to be focusing on sector transformation, which is going to be reported through the sector transformation report. We will also focus on SMME development, sustainable job creation, sustainable GDP growth, and also implement the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Under the priority related to massive programs to build social and economic infrastructure, our focus as a tourism department will be promote tourism product development, whereby we will be focusing on rural development and also developing niche tourism that are going to further grow the sector. And we're also going to focus on the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Under rural development, which is a priority, we will be looking at rural culture and heritage tourism development, and also ensure that we use these to promote geographic spread and ensure that each and every province of South Africa get a fair share of tourism to South Africa. In fact, the priority, which is fight against crime and corruption, we have a tourism safety and awareness strategy and a victim support strategy, because we often view that as much as this is not our main priority, we need to have a system in place around how do we support tourists who are affected by crime. So we have a strategy in place and a victim support program. In terms of cohesive, sustainable communities, we will be looking at community development through implementation of poverty alleviation projects and also promoting domestic tourism. In the priority of creating a better Africa and a better world, we will be implementing a NEPAD tourism program, working with other African countries. And in terms of supporting the priority of education, we're looking at rolling out the implementation of the Tourism Human Resources Development Program, which is currently underway. So this is the summary in terms of what we're going to do. We are going to be finalizing the National Tourism Sector Strategy. We will review the national tourism legislation. We will ensure that South Africa's readiness for 2010 from the tourism point of view. We will promote tourism product development, which will include product diversification, that will look at niches such as sports tourism, medical tourism, events tourism, culture and business tourism, etc., etc., so that we can diversify what we offer. We will sustainably grow the sector, sustainable contribute to job creation, and also look at the sector transformation. The KPIs that we have, the next slide talks to that. We will implement the social responsibility program that is linked to expanded public works program that is looking at job creation, skills, and infrastructure development. We will ensure adequate and relevant skills availability through HRD implementation. ensure quality assurance for tourism products and service through improving our current grading system and implementing the grading review. And we will promote responsible tourism through through good corporate citizenship by the industry, and also including ensuring that the issues of disabled tourists is taken into consideration. And we will continue to market South Africa as an international destination of choice, thus ensuring that tourism contributes to GDP, job creation, tourist spend, geographic spread, and seasonality. But most importantly, we have to promote domestic tourism, because a country that doesn't have strong domestic tourism is doomed, because international tourism is very volatile to happenings around. So you need to have stronger domestic tourism that is going to sustain jobs that are created in the sector. We're also going to enable parliamentary oversight, will strengthen tourism cooperative governance, and improve intergovernmental cooperation and coordination. And this is based on the fact that tourism is a concurrent function for national and province and local. So we need to work closely with those spheres of government in order to achieve what we want to achieve. We also need to ensure that there's quality stakeholder engagement. We need to ensure financial resourcing of the sector strategy, because you can have the best strategy. If it's not financed accordingly, then you're not going to achieve much. We also need to ensure that there's availability of adequate human capital, and also facilitate risk management, which will include better understanding of sector vulnerabilities, and also planning in advance in terms of how to deal with those vulnerabilities moving forward. We will also facilitate affirmative procurement through ensuring that as this department, we really use our lever to promote transformation, but we hope that our other departments will also support us in this regard. We also want to invest in improving knowledge and information management so that we have access to quality and timely information that will help in the planning process. We want, as a department, to be a transformed employer of choice and ensure effective entity oversight. And we also want to maintain high standards of accountability and responsibility so that at the end of the day, as a new Department of Tourism, we achieve unqualified audits moving forward. In terms of the targets that we want to achieve during this financial year, we want 50% of the strategy for human resources development strategy implemented, 50% of the tourism service excellence strategy implemented. We will be training 160 guides this year based on the resources that we have. Members might be saying, why 160, not 1 million? And this is mainly based on the resources that we have as a department, that we can only afford to train 160 guys. We will also facilitate training opportunities both internationally and domestically of 150. We will also grade 1,632 new properties. And then we will facilitate the renewal of 6,007 properties to renew their grading. We also want to ensure that 45% of the organs of state report on procurement from graded establishments. We will have research international and national guidelines for mandatory registration of tourism businesses, and this we will launch during World Tourism Responsible Day in November. We will also review legislation and make recommendations to create tourism quality assurance agency for South Africa. This means that the current grading council will cease to operate in its current form, because currently it is a sub-unit of South African tourism, but we want to create grading council as a tourism quality assurance agency for South Africa that will look at quality assuring all subsectors of the industry, and that will be part of the legislative review process. We've also developed a brochure. We'll also develop a brochure containing tips on how the industry can be energy efficient, so that as a sector we can contribute to what challenges that we're having around energy. We will also support InVelo Awards, which is a responsible tourism award, and recognize those businesses that are being responsible. and then we will implement minimum standards for responsible tourism. We will also, in terms of products, we will be supporting two provinces in supporting product development, and we will also ensure that two second economy establishments are supported. We're also in the process of finalizing the feasibility study for developing cruise liner tourism, because we've seen globally it's one of the growing segments, and as a country we do not want to lose out. And yesterday we had a meeting whereby the outcomes of the feasibility were presented, and maybe moving forward we will come to the committee and share the findings of the study in terms of where do we stand as a country in terms of cruise tourism. We also will develop a framework for medical tourism. As you have seen in the newspapers, it's one of the growing segments. So we will be investing in a strategy to develop this segment, and we will also partner with the Tourism Business Council to host the Hospitality Investment Conference, which we would like members to participate at, and that will take place on the 4th of November in Johannesburg. This is aimed at promoting investment opportunities in Africa and in South Africa. We will also implement the 90% of the Tourism 2010 plan, and we will recruit additional 500 ambassadors and train them so that they can also, in addition to the 4,000, contribute to a successful Soccer World Cup. And ladies and gentlemen, these are the targets of what we have achieved in terms of enterprise development. We facilitated the value of transaction, which is estimated at 450 million through the enterprises that we've supported, created jobs, 6,000, supported 106,000 enterprises, and 1,350 were HDE, which means black enterprises. We've registered 1,000 enterprises, and then we've also done a diagnostic for 100,000 SMMEs, which I've already alluded to. I've already talked to this, and I'm not going to repeat, but these are just figures to just summarize what I've said before, honorable members. I'm reminded to say honorable members. Yeah. And this slide, honorable members, it's just aimed at saying what are the targets for us moving forward as a country in terms of arrivals. And we've divided them into three issues. We've got the actual target in terms of where we want to be in 2009 in terms of arrivals. And if all goes well with all the events that we're hosting, and we are confident that this year we would achieve numbers of, in terms of numbers, 10.359 million tourists coming to South Africa, which will mean 9.3% growth. And if there's nothing happening, if we don't have events, we're looking at achieving 9.8 million arrivals to South Africa, which is going to be 3.6 growth, which is all positive. But the worst-case scenario, if the recession continues, we're seeing a situation whereby the decline might be sitting at minus 6.4%. So we've planned for all the scenarios, and we would like the members to know that this is what we envisage, but we're hoping that we will achieve the best-case scenario, because that's what we strive to do. In terms of spend, if all goes well, we're looking at 9.9 spend per tourist by air travel, then total spend at 9.9, and then market sitting at 6.9, and air market sitting at 14.6. But this is all dependent on whether we're going to have, but we are confident that by 2010, we will achieve the 10 million that we have planned to achieve. So these are the figures. I'm not going to take you through all of them, but it shows that if all goes well, we will achieve 10 million by 2010. But if things don't go well, if the recession doesn't improve, we must anticipate a decline in terms of growth of numbers to South Africa. So it looks at the 2009, 2010, and 2011 figures moving forward. And then the next slide focuses on 2010. As a Department of Tourism, we have a plan in terms of how we want to capitalize on this World Cup. And then, as you have heard, honorable members, tourism is the sector that is poised to benefit the most from 2010. So in order for us to benefit the most, we have developed a plan. A plan has six pillars. it looks at information provisioning. How do we provide information to people before they come to South Africa so that they can know what to expect? And how do we also ensure that when visitors are in South Africa, they have information? So we are working on that one. The other element is on marketing and branding, which is about ensuring that we attract maximum participation at this event, and we also deliver the brand to convert arrivals to brand ambassadors, but also manage the displacements. But this is based on the view that events don't market themselves. You need to work hard. They create awareness. So as a sector, we need to invest extensively in marketing destinations in South Africa so that we can maximize participation. But the red flag that I would love to communicate is that what has happened in South Africa during 2010 is that in preparing for 2010, government only focused on investing in hard infrastructure. But soft infrastructure like marketing, human resources, not much resources has been allocated in this regard. So we're working within limited resources to ensure that we capitalize on this, and which is something that we would like to flag, because we are trying within the budget that we have to ensure that we get the most out of 2010, but no additional funding, unlike the stadia, etc. There was no additional funding allocated. We also have to ensure that there's adequate quality assured accommodation to accommodate visitors, and also ensure that all host cities have appropriate accommodation. We also have to ensure that there's adequate transport to move visitors coming to South Africa, and ensure that those visitors that move around from stadia to attractions are safe. We also have to ensure that we address the issues of service levels, hence we are looking at the Tourism Service Excellence Initiative. And then when people are here, we want this event to not just focus on the number of days when the games will be played or the minutes where the games will be played. We want people to explore this beautiful country of ours by communicating events that are going to be taking place, but also showcasing attractions that people can visit, because it's not just about soccer, but it's about an opportunity to showcase South Africa as a destination. So in a nutshell, this is the plan that we have in place. And what have we achieved so far in terms of the plan? In terms of accommodation, currently we have 35,352 rooms, hotel rooms that have been contracted out of 55,000 that is required by MERCH. So which means that we have not yet achieved the number that MERCH requires, which is 55,000. But I need to highlight the fact that this doesn't mean that South Africa doesn't have enough accommodation, but it means that these are people who deemed it fit to sign the contract with MERCH. But we are confident as a country that we have adequate accommodation to accommodate visitors coming to 2010. We have 7,997 establishments that have been graded, equaling 216,000 rooms, which means that MERCH wants 55,000 rooms. As a country, despite those that are not graded, we have 116,000 rooms that are graded, just to confirm that we do have enough accommodation in South Africa that is quality assured, which is more than the number that MERCH requires. In terms of skills and service levels, we have the sector skills plan in place and the HRD strategy in place. We also have the service excellence strategy in place, which we aim to train 250,000 frontline staff members before 2010. We've already trained more than 4,000 ambassadors in this regard. In terms of information, we have GIS mapping in place whereby we've mapped all the attractions in South Africa. And if members allow us, we will come and do a presentation of the special viewer, because it begins to give honorable members a picture in terms of where products are in South Africa, where they are located, how far are they from the stadia, etc., so that it will be easier for planning purposes. We also have the Tourism 2010 Guide in place, which goes just beyond showcasing what we have in South Africa, but it showcases also what we have in the SADC region, so that we begin to make South Africa the World Cup and African World Cup. We also have the 2010 Consumer Portal, which provides information to visitors in terms of update on 2010 preparations, but also information on what to do when they come to South Africa. In terms of marketing and branding, the acting DDG indicated that we will show you some snippet in terms of what we're doing to promote 2010. But what we've done is that we launched a global marketing campaign at Indaba, and this campaign will reach more than 6 billion viewers across the world. In terms of events and attractions, we've participated at different fora to market 2010, and in terms of transport and safety, we've got a tourism safety and awareness strategy, and we have facilitated the rollout of this safety and strategy in 6 of the 9 provinces. And this year, we'll focus on the 3 remaining provinces that do not have a strategy in place. We also have the aviation strategy and the transport plan, working with transport in terms of ensuring that we deal with tourism issues and address blockages related to transport and aviation. But I must say the relationship with transport is working very well. This is just a summary in terms of what I've said. I'm not going to go through because the honorable members have the figures in front of them. But this gives a picture in terms as at the end of June in terms of where we were in terms of graded establishments per province and what is available per province, graded and ungraded, and also what has been signed up with MERCH. So it just gives that picture so that if any person asks honorable members what is the status, then you will be empowered to say, we know that per province this is the situation. So this is just the picture in terms of what is happening. I've spoken to skills and service levels. This is just more detailed information of the summary that I've provided, which I'm not going to repeat, the transport and safety. But what I would love to add that we are confident that working with transport, we will have additional transport available to improve the current challenges that we have with the public transport. Transport has informed us that they will have 50 semi-luxury buses that will be allocated to the LOC, 420 semi-luxury buses to transport friends, and 110 buses to be provided to general spectators in terms of safety. In terms of information, what I would love to highlight here is that this department has invested in the development of visitor information centers in the host cities. The minister launched one in Port Elizabeth, but we have others in Bulukwane, and then the one in Bulukwane is just 20%, so it's about to be completed. One in Bloemfontein, it's about to be completed, but we've just invested, it's more 15% completed. In Rustenburg, it's 18% towards completion, and now spread 80% towards completion, and the PE one has been completed, and the minister launched 3 of them last 2 weeks. And I've talked about the 2010 travel guide that we have, that we've distributed, and the fact that we are now working towards the development of the 24-hour toll-free number that will assist visitors when they are coming to South Africa. But the good thing about this thing is that this toll-free number, for the first time, we're going to have what is called 086 Tourism. But it's not just going to be there to provide information, but it's going to enable us to receive feedback from visitors. It will enable us to also communicate with tourists in the case of emergency, but it will also be linked to the reservation system so that we can be able to generate data on what is happening in tourism. And we're working closely with the information center to ensure that when we're having big events, we are able to provide information to fans. So we are working towards the development or establishment of what is called fan embassies that will be properly branded by this department to ensure that we provide information to fans coming to events in South Africa. In terms of marketing, I've spoken to the fact that we've got a global marketing partnership that is reaching over 2 billion people across the world through broadcasters such as CNN. I'm sure you've seen the CNN adverts, BBC, Eurosport, and News Corporation, and this is our attempt to ensure that we reach more people for marketing. In terms of domestic marketing campaign, we have launched the campaign to encourage South Africans to be good hosts by doing the following: flying the South African flag. We should have brought that flag to you, honorable members. And also, most importantly, to learn the national anthem. It's so embarrassing out there when you see people mumming certain words. So we will be investing in a campaign to ensure that the majority or all South Africans know how to learn the national anthem so that we can be proud of being South African. And we're also encouraging South Africans to support Bafana Bafana, win or lose. And yesterday, we were talking about there was a National Communicators Conference in Joburg whereby it was focusing that we should be saying that it's just beyond Bafana Bafana. If an African team succeeds as Africans, we need to also encourage South Africans not to say now that Bafana Bafana is out, in the unlikely event that they'll be out, but we should be supporting any African team that will happen to, because we are part of South Africa. And hope, honorable members, when you finish today, you'll also learn how to do the disco dance. The 2-minute snippet that we'll be showing you is about disco dance, because we say we Africans, we're known for the rhythm. So we want more South Africans to welcome visitors to South Africa by showcasing that we can do this dance. We have rhythm as Africans, so we can do it. So maybe before the end of this meeting, you will all learn how to do this dance. So this is what we're doing, that if all people can do the dance. I only know the Table Mountain part that does this. But we often view that we need to invest more in terms of activating our marketing into Africa, because we often view that this event might never, ever come to Africa in our lifetime. So we need to ensure that more than just going to Europe, etc., we need to encourage more Africans to participate so that it indeed becomes an African World Cup. And we will also be working very hard to target potential World Cup qualifiers moving forward in terms of reaching them. These are some of the events that we participated at in promoting 2010, and we distributed promotional material. But we're also working closely with the host cities to ensure that the stadia that are developed are not going to be white elephants moving forward, but they will serve as tourist attractions. Like in KZN, the Moses Mabhida Stadium has got an arc which has a cable car. So after 2010, that stadium is going to be a tourist attraction in Durban, and it will attract visitors moving forward. In Cape Town, the Greenpoint Stadium, when you stand on top of it, you get the view of Robben Island, you get the view of Cape Town. So we're seeing a situation that we need to be working with host cities to ensure that the stadiums moving forward, they don't become just ghosts, but they become part of the legacy program and they contribute towards enhancing the attractions that we have as a country. This slide, honorable members, is just showcasing events that South African tourism will be participating at to promote 2010. In London in 2009, November, we will be very big on promoting 2010. During the final draw in Cape Town, we plan to host foreign journalists, and we will have an information desk, and then we will communicate the AV that we have. We will also participate at Soccer Rex, and then we will also host tour operator workshops, those operators that have been accredited by FIFA, so that they're not just focused on selling the event, but they also sell South Africa. So we plan to also host events to showcase South Africa. We also, in the Durban 2010, it's going to be big on 2010. There will be soccer activation. Our exhibition stand will be focusing on 2010, and then there will be a media event. ITB, we're going to do the same, go big through media event and 2010 activation, and come World Cup, because we all know that if we don't do marketing prior to the event, during the event, people are concerned about who's scoring what goal, who's scoring which penalty, etc. So that is why we're investing so much into marketing the destination before, so that we maximize participation. But what we will do during the event, we will ensure that we provide information on what to do when you're in South Africa, and also communicate what more people can do moving forward. In terms of coordination, we have what is called the Tourism 2010 Cluster, which is co-chaired by the department and SAT, and we held meeting on a quarterly basis with host cities and provinces. We also participate in the IMC Interministerial Committee, in the Host Cities Forum, in the Environmental Working Group, Signage Committee, and Working Group on Public Viewing as a department, so that we give the tourism angle into the process. We also participate in the presidential Izimbizo so that we can communicate opportunities, and we give feedback in this regard through to MIPTEC. But I must say that on 2010, there are challenges that we feel that honorable members should know of. We are not coordinated as a country in terms of coordinating our messages between national, provinces, and local government. Coordination is very strong at national level, but we need to work hard to ensure that we coordinate at provincial and also at host city level. I've alluded to the issue of limited budget, that when it came to 2010, more funding was allocated to hard infrastructure, not to softer issues like tourism, but we have to work within what we have, so it's an issue. There's a limited focus on human element issues, service excellence. If we do not invest in service excellence, we might be doomed. We'll be hosting the event, will attract 3 million participants, and a third of which will be international visitors. As a country, we need to ensure that our people are geared to welcome those people with a warm spirit. So we need to be investing in this element, even if it means reprioritizing it over other issues, because if we miss out on this one, then we lose out on future ambassadors for South Africa. We also need to improve on promoting 2010 in Africa. We also have to target those countries that are likely to qualify and also make sure that we take advantage of 2010 opportunities in an innovative way despite the challenges that we have related to the budget. And then, honorable members, now I will be moving to briefly on the lessons that we've learned from the Confederations Cup, because we thought that it would be appropriate to also share with you what have been our observations. And I'm sure you've seen in the media that as a country we got 7.5 out of 10, which is a distinction. But as a country that is so proud of being excellent, we should be aiming for 10 upon 10 come 2010. So we need to use lessons learned from the Confederations Cup to improve on 7.5 and aim for 10.10. In terms of participants during the Confederation Cup, the figures are estimated at 584,984, which was 2% less than what happened in Germany, but it is higher than what happened in Korea, Japan, which was only 34,823, in France, 30,731, and 510,008 tickets were sold during the Confederations Cup, which is a positive thing for an event that we have. In terms of safety and security, we did fairly well. There were between 6,000 and 8,000 personnel that were deployed per whole city, and there were only 39 related criminal cases reported, and the most publicized one was the one of the Brazilians and the Egyptian rooms break-in, and then there was one accident reported where one German journalist died. So which means as a country we did very well compared to other countries in this regard. In terms of access and transport, we had the special event visa. This is led by Home Affairs, which was piloted for Egypt Fans, which was in place. We also had the park and ride shuttle services used for ticket holders. We had special trains arranged during matches. We had intercity transport arranged during matches. But we often view that crowd management was not up to scratch, especially when people were going out. It was just chaotic, and it's something that we gave as feedback that maybe we need to improve on crowd management when people were leaving. Because coming in, it was fine, but when people were leaving, there was no system to manage that. Signage around the stadium was not clear to direct people, so you found so many people getting lost in the process. And in terms of volunteers, we had volunteers, like I've indicated, that we've trained in partnership with the organizing committee and Theta, and we also deploy staff members to oversee their role. However, we are, as much as we contributed to the process, we often view that those volunteers were not well trained. I'm the one of the person who received the services. We were going to the stadium, and we went, if you see somebody wearing something that say is a volunteer, you expect that person to know. And then you go to someone and say, how do I get to my seat? And they were clueless because the training that they had was mainly focusing on directing people around the stadium, but not really covering all competencies. So we're saying that moving forward, which is the feedback we've given to the organizing committee, that we need to ensure that each and every person wearing the volunteer T-shirt is trained in clearly defined competencies. And then we also provide them with tools that will help them in the event that they don't know what somebody is asking about, then they can refer to. And this happened in Euro 2008 where the volunteers, they had a small booklet that you put in your pocket. If somebody wants to ask about accommodation facilities, then you can direct to a number. If somebody wants to ask about the stadium location, you can direct there. And we also view that volunteers should be trained in the following competencies. They should be trained as better hosts. If you're a host, there's nothing like, I don't know, I'm clueless. You need to at least try and provide support. And they should also be trained as 2010 experts. They should understand all the nuts and bolts of the events that have been trained around. They should also know their city and the country, because people do not want to know what to do after the 90 minutes of the game that is played. They should be trained on fairness and security, what to do in the unlikely event that you encounter a mistake, transport and also accommodation. And that will make our volunteers more competent. And we also offer the view that in marketing, it was a missed opportunity. We saw that there was limited marketing in participating countries, and this was evident. I went to Cairo a week before the Confederations Cup, and Egypt was participating in the Confederations Cup, but people were clueless around what is happening in South Africa. So we need to really intensify our marketing efforts around participating country and go big there. We also need to ensure that we use this event to promote domestic and regional and sub-regional tourism and also identify opportunities for 2010. In terms of information provisioning, we need to have a consumer portal, which we do not have at this point in time, to direct visitors, the special viewer, etc., moving forward. So we are going to be implementing mechanisms to address this. And like I said, we will have a tourism 24-hour call center, we will have a consumer portal, and we will ensure that these are aggressively marketed. We will have fan embassies, we will have information centers and information packs distributed to visitors coming around. We will also produce the accommodation guide so that we can be able to drive people around where accommodation is available. But what we're going to be doing on accommodation, instead of only showcasing graded, we will color code accommodation and say green means graded, red means not graded. So it's up to you to choose so that people don't say we don't have enough accommodation, and that process is going to be finalized. And we also view that in terms of the Confederations Cup, we didn't showcase enough local character. I know that there are restrictions around FIFA, but we offer the view that we need to be creative around how to build the spirit of South Africanness through the event that we host. We offer the view that the FICA ticketing system was not conducive for South African soccer-loving people who do not have access to internet or who are not used to going to the bank to buy a ticket. They just want to buy it when they want to go there. There were international complaints about Vuvuzela, but that has been sorted out. The park and ride system was not efficient, but there were issues around capacity to carry luggage by local airlines moving forward. And we also view that the British Alliance, we brought this thing because we saw that this was one event which was well organized. More than 30,000 fans came and 23,000 fans descended to Durban, 1,000 tickets sold, and then there was significant spend on accommodation, food and drinks, and hotels were fully booked. And this is an event that contributed to the benefits for South Africa moving forward. So that just ends the part on the lessons learned from the Confederation Cup. But briefly, I'm just going to focus on the process that we're currently undertaking to develop the tourism sector strategy. What have we done today is that we've conducted a review of existing plans and strategies. We have developed a draft strategy framework, which we will be presenting to the committee next week. The minister has had 5 stakeholder roadshows in all provinces, and then we've had 5 departmental stakeholder workshops with the stakeholders. The minister has also appointed a panel of experts to advise the formulation of the strategy, and we've got a workshop that will take place on the 1st of September. And then if all goes well, we will have the draft sector strategy available for comments by September, and then also have it finalized by November. But we would really appreciate it for committee members to maybe apply their minds in terms of what is it that they would like to see the strategy integrating, so that when we come here to present the strategy, we begin to incorporate comments from members moving forward when we come to comment time. So that ends my part. That was a bit long, but I hope it wasn't tiring in your ears. Honourable members, thank you.
It was quite an earful presentation. But how long is the next presentation?
Just to add, we just included some of the finances, although that was part of our, when we presented our strat plan to the committee.
Okay.
Just to say that based on the macro organizational process determined by the presidency, as indicated earlier, we've now formalized the splitting of the department. We've also reviewed, because you need to split the department on the same ratio as the split of the people, and that we've done. We have submitted that into the MTF process that was due on the 23rd of July. And at present, we are now busy with the preparations for the adjustment budget, which will be presented to Parliament by National Treasury on the 27th of October. So by the 25th of this month, all government departments will have to submit the unforeseen, unavoidable information into the Treasury, which ultimately will come to Parliament for approval. Just highlighted is that our baseline that has been split is in the region of 1.1 million.
Billion.
Yeah, 1.1 billion. Sorry, Chair. And then we have submitted an additional request for funding into National Treasury of about 438 million for the next MTF. That is for sort of expanding it. Our present establishment as the split is in the region of 250, and our ideal of having a new department will be in the region of 400, and that needs to go into sort of all the processes of governance. So, Chair, just as in short, to sort of give a summary, I thought it might be good just to sort of get it to the committee for the information.
Thank you very much. Perhaps where we are expecting an expansion, and where we expect a lot of activities, we would like to see a corresponding increase in finance projected in your financial registering document. Where is that indicated?
On slide 5-9, is our additional requirements. So, based on the draft new establishment that still needs to be approved by the DPSA, we would like to have a phased-in approach. So our MTF allocation for compensation of employment will be 77 million. Operational expenditure, we've worked on a ratio of 1 rand per officials, the past personnel budget, to 1.12 on operations. And then in the transfer payments to SIT, the Grading Council, and the Tourism Enterprises programs to increase that, so that the delivery can be upped as far as that specific deliverable is concerned. With regards to the marketing, creating more accommodation and then also in the creation of SMMEs. Then what is also part of the increase is the normal when you're setting up a department is your accommodation will increase. You need to sort of get all the officers' office of equipment. So we've split it there, that saying by computer equipment for the staff. And in our motivation today, we also say we would like to phase in the new department over a three-year period as far as personnel is concerned. So the same principle will apply as far as operational expenditure is concerned. And then I will ask Indisha just to highlight that we've also indicated specific projects that deals with tourism growth, dealing with research and development, where we've asked additional funding for National Treasury so that we can start focusing on that. Remember that the branch tourism in the past used to have 68 officials. We're now moving to a department. So we are splitting the department or developing a new department that will deal with tourism growth, product development, research, and monitoring and evaluation. I hope that helps you.
Thank you. So perhaps, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, before then we break for tea, and then perhaps let us just have about 5 to 10 minutes maximum, then come back. Let us try and see whether perhaps in the length of its production, we understood that we were satisfied on growth, on decent jobs, on sustainable livelihoods, on tourist safety arrangements, on rural development, on transformation, and how we are going to use the 2010 legacy, that is the Barcelona effect on tourism. What do we do after 2010 with all the resources and capacities that we pour on 2010? Then perhaps the budget for change perhaps has been explained, and then whether we are satisfied from lessons from the Confederation Cup and from the Big Lions tour of South Africa, which was quite every effort was put almost every time they went to a venue. With those few words, let us be assured that 2010 won't be a shocker. Thank you very much. Yeah, perspective and question. So I was saying that let us just be looking at areas we might like to ask questions in terms of our mandate. Thank you.